Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Cheat Day,
where every day is a good day to feel your oats with your host, Kristen. Preferred gender pronouns, she, her, hers.
And your host, Frankie, preferred gender pronouns, he, him, his.
And today we're going to be talking about plus fashion.
Yes, and I am really excited because that is my favorite topic. I love fashion. But first, mamas, I want to ask you, how are you?
I'm good. I'll be honest. It took us like 4 hours to get to this point.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
Today has been challenging, technologically speaking.
Absolutely. We started at, well, we tried to start
at noon.
At noon.
Yeah.
Got pushed back to one.
Correct.
And then we couldn't get programs to open.
Yes.
Hours of troubleshooting.
Yeah.
Calling people.
Yes. And we are, you know, we know our way around certain things.
Yes.
But when it comes down to programs and softwares and systems, we a little bit, not so much.
Not really feeling my oats in that area.
Correct. So we have to make some phone calls.
Had to make some phone calls.
Some visits had to happen.
Yes.
But we figured it out.
We did figure it out. We took notes.
Yeah.
And hopefully next week, it doesn't take as many hours to get to the point of record.
Yes.
Yes.
But we are very happy.
To
I'm
be
very
here.
Happy to be here.
Yes.
To be able to record.
Yes.
And to talk about fashion because I love it and I've always been obsessed with it. You know, if we go back to when I was a kid and looking at fashion magazines. And I don't know if you ever seen this. There were two shows back in the day talking about like 90s, 2000. Fashion File and Fashion TV. Obsessed. I was obsessed. And they all came on. On at different times, so you had to like either stumble upon or because back then, you know,
there was no recording.
There was recording, but with the tape.
With the tape, there was no Netflix.
There was no DVR. You also didn't have any Google to know when the shows were coming on, or
you had the book
or to watch it online. You had to either, like the newspaper had the
channels with what was going to be playing at
it was,
what time.
It was too much work.
A lot of work.
Too much work. But whenever you stumbled upon that show, whenever I did, I was very excited about it.
You were living.
Yeah, because it really, what it did for me and what it still does, fashion is a fantasy. Huh. It's a dream. And back then, it took me to another place. It showed me this beautiful world that was out there.
Right.
That was different from where I was living. And I wanted to be a part of that.
Right.
And I think fashion does that for people, and I think it's also an extension of who I am, and it reflects my mood, it reflects my feelings, you know, it puts out there a visual that I want to share with the world. So it says a lot about a person, I feel. I don't know what are sort of like your early fashion memories, if you have any.
You know, honestly, my first memory of fashion was culottes that my nanny would make. Culottes with a matching top. I mean, fashion was cool back in those days because my mom would dress me and my grandmother would dress me.
Yeah.
And I wore what I was supposed to wear, whatever they wanted to put me in at the time. But I remember fashion being something very, it was a torture. I feel like in my beginning days, because I was an overweight little girl, and your options were so limited. Like, you had to shop in the adult women's section and get pants tailored because you're wearing, you know, at that time, if you were bigger, you were supposed to be like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Which is actually still kind of the case, depending on where you shop these days.
Correct.
Yeah. And so I just remember always being very upset about what I had to wear. Like in high school, you couldn't wear jeans to school.
Wow.
And that was kind of the thing that I could find a pair of jeans that would fit me real cute.
Yeah.
But I couldn't wear jeans to school. So I always had to wear khakis.
Okay.
And they would always be tapered khakis. So I always felt like I looked like an ice cream cone.
Oh.
Yes.
Was that a uniform you had to wear?
It was. It was like you could wear like khakis or, you know, blue pants or green pants. Like you could wear basically a color of a khaki pant. And I remember, not culottes, capris were really big, which I always just felt like was a nice way of saying you shouldn't wear shorts. But we know your ankles need to breathe, so we're going to give you capris. Such a bummer. Yeah. Such a bummer. But I didn't really like – I didn't start liking fashion until I lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Because my options opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I could wear, like, the cute T-shirts with the cute little sayings mm-hmm. and the graphics. And I could pretty much shop anywhere.
Yeah.
And then, you know, fast forward 15 years later, I've gained all the weight back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God fashion has changed.
For some.
For some. For someone in my weight range and size range, mm-hmm. I have way more options now than I ever did.
Yeah.
Torrid, Lane Bryant, those are my kind of two go-tos mm-hmm. as far as fashion goes.
What would you say your style is?
Kind of bohemian, rustic.
Okay.
Ish.
Okay.
Kind of somewhere in I love kimonos.
Yeah.
I love camo.
Yeah.
I love a cute, you know, green waistcoat jacket. Mm-hmm. Pair of jeans.
So would you say it's like a casual, flirty,
yes.
some movement?
Yes.
We love movement.
We love movement.
If it moves, we'll wear it.
We'll wear it, girl.
Well, if you think about, because I think what saved me was the same thing that put you in that situation when you were younger.
Mm.
I also had a uniform.
Right.
So I think I wasn't really too concerned with what to wear to school. I could sort of keep myself in this world of, like, fantasy and dreams, and I'll wear it when I'm older.
Right.
Because I don't have to wear it now because I had a uniform.
Right.
My size didn't really come into play until much later when I was actually making money and realizing that now I'm ready with the money to buy the things that I would love to wear, but I can't find anything.
Right.
Because back in when I was, you know, in my, I would say, late teens, early 20s, there were like two shows in town, which was Casual Male XL and King Size. First, also, can we talk about the name?
Oh, girl.
Do we always have to have XL or plus or size
right
in the name?
Right.
Can we get some cute names for the stores?
Right.
So, yeah, the struggle was, and these were, I think, shops that were catering to a much older demographic.
Correct.
So the clothing reflected that. A lot of plaid, a lot of shapeless things. Because, you know, I have legs and they are not rectangular.
Right.
So when you have these pants that look like you took two rectangles to put them together.
Right.
No shape whatsoever. My pants just flapping in the wind.
Right.
You know, I like movement.
Right.
Just not that type of movement.
Correct.
So it was and it is a struggle to find things that are appealing to me.
Right.
Again, my size has also fluctuated, and I found it to be much easier to find clothing when I was at my smallest, when I could just walk into Old Navy and pick anything that I wanted.
Right.
And they had my size and it fit well. But for you know, for the past few years, I've been a bigger size, and it has been incredibly difficult to find things that I want to wear. And I want to wear something other than plaid.
Right.
Like, whose wardrobe consists of plaid and solid collar button-down shirts?
Right. The casual male.
I'm the casual male XL.
The casual male XL.
If you wear XL, you wouldn't go to casual male XL.
Right.
Yeah, so I have been bored with things that I can wear, and I want some flair, and I want some flowers on my shirts, and I want some movement, and I want to wear a cape.
Yes, with the cape. I don't know. Feeling you on the cape. Yes, with the cape. Bring on the cape.
I just want to have fun.
Right.
And I don't want to have to wear just one thing all the time.
Right.
Because we are not just one thing all the time.
Correct.
And to me, fashion is it's a reflection, it's an expression, an extension of who I am.
Of who we are, absolutely.
Correct. And I want to reflect that through the things that I choose to put on myself.
Right.
So, continuing with this conversation, what do you think is the current state of fashion, and what is lacking?
I know something that I run into is my lower stomach is not my favorite part of my body, which is, I mean, I don't care what size you are. We all have our favorites and things that maybe we don't want to accentuate. And I don't like accentuating my lower stomach. And it's really hard for me to find shirts that come to like my crotch, like that come below my lower stomach.
Right.
And or you'll find a shirt that comes below your lower stomach and then you wash it and it gets shorter and wider. And I'm not trying to, I don't want a wider shirt and I don't want a shorter shirt. Right. I want a long enough shirt.
That fits.
That fits and fits well because that's not a part of my body that I like to accentuate. But I don't know why it's so like Lane Bryant shirts.
Yeah.
I don't care what. I don't, and I'll always try to buy a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
In hopes that the shirt is a little bit longer. But then it just looks like I'm wearing a really baggy shirt. I don't want to look like I'm wearing a potato sack.
Yeah.
A decorative potato sack.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen that in any of the catwalks or any
potato
season,
sacks.
A potato sack look. No, that's not in at the moment.
The current state of affairs in fashion right now?
Yeah, like for women's wear. I feel like there's women's wear, the plus size fashion in women's wear is much more further along than men's wear.
More diverse, a lot more options. I know Torrid goes up to size 30. Lane Bryant goes up to size 30, both 4XL.
And but I think even then, some people that are above that are still left out
Absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely.
And I feel like there should be offerings for those who want to have options in their wardrobe, regardless of size.
Absolutely.
And I understand that it's a matter of business and money. And people, I don't, like, we can say it and it sounds easier than what it is, but I don't understand why it doesn't make sense that there are people out there who are willing to spend money for quality clothing that is fashionable. And it's just, I don't understand why it's not happening. Like, why businesses don't want to cater to those in that particular demographic.
At least that's what it appears.
Correct.
As of now.
Yeah.
That they don't want to. Yeah, because like Torrid, I believe, starts at size 10. And Lane Bryant starts 12, 14.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a size 10 for like Old Navy, you can get a 2XL in store.
Yeah.
At Old Navy, I mean, a lot of stores carry up to, I want to say, size 12. So, like, if you were to cut 10 and 12 out, let's just say Torrid specifically, you could add a 32 and a 34. Because I feel like maybe the point of view is the larger the size, the less the demographic. And that's maybe why they don't cater to those sizes. Because they're like, there's definitely nobody that's a size 32, which is not true. There are people that are size 32.
Above that.
34, 36. It's like once you start to get into those sizes, muumuus are your option.
Correct.
You know, or a pair of sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like those are your options.
Yeah.
And I don't know why women's fashion seems to be more
moving forward faster.
Yeah.
Well, I feel because there is this maybe a misconception that women spend more
maybe
in fashion.
Yeah.
And I feel like perhaps that is true. But I also think that could be true because there aren't as many options for men.
True.
Because I feel like if there were many options, because I feel like I can't be the only one.
Right.
Who wants some options that are fashionable in different sizes.
Right.
There are many people in the world that I know. I mean, all you have to do is look at Instagram and see all of the fashion people who are not necessarily your standard size.
Right.
So I know that's not true. But I feel like people are afraid of taking that risk.
Right.
Because they don't know that there will be a return.
Right.
So I think that's probably the misconception that's happening.
Between the male, female.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, so I know, I hear when you're saying that the shirts are not necessarily, that you're purchasing, don't cover the area that you are having trouble with.
Right.
And we know that there isn't, a possible way to make something that will fit every single body.
Right.
But we would like something that at least resembles, you know, it's close to where we are at.
Right.
And I think that brings us also to another point, which is a lot of the stores that are offering extended sizes, when you go onto websites, the models who are utilized are not, do not look like myself.
Right.
And it would be nice to see a variety of bodies wearing those clothes so that you can sort of see what that's going to look like on you.
Or at least in the neighborhood of what that might look like on you.
Correct. Because you can be like, okay, so this person has a body that sort of kind of looks like mine.
Right.
And the shirt hits here or it hits there or it doesn't or whatever it is.
Right.
You can get a better idea of what it's like. So, but if it's somebody that looks nothing like you, you know, they're not anywhere near the neighborhood. They're 100 miles from your neighborhood.
Right.
Then, I mean, you get a nice visual, but it's not what it's going to look like when you put it on.
Right, like you know what it's going to look like on their body.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any kind of references. You can kind of imagine what it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that's not going to look good.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to know, where's the shirt going to hit me?
Correct.
How's the dress going to look? Because I'm more bottom heavy.
Yeah.
And top light.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of the plus size models are top heavy, bottom heavy,
mm-hmm.
you know, small waist.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my makeup.
Yeah.
I don't look like that at all.
Not a lot of people do.
And it would just be nice to know, okay, this is kind of what that dress would look like on me. Because, I mean, I can't tell you. When I do go in store to shop,
yeah,
it rarely ever looks like it does on the mannequin or in the picture. Because mm-hmm. my body's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different body.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be nice. I agree with you. It would be nice to see a variety of different bodies. Big stomachs, little stomachs.
Yeah.
You know, rolls. Like, you know, like, I feel like they're just kind of start, you know, like Tess Holliday.
Correct.
You know, like, she is a size 22,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, and she's a major model, print work.
Well, yeah, but I think even, I feel a lot of what I'm seeing is, I don't see the plus size talent being utilized enough.
Right.
And they're only, I feel like they're only utilized when people are trying to make a point.
Right.
When in reality, I would like to see plus size talent being utilized like any other model and being part of campaigns. Because that's another thing that I'm seeing is that those same stores that are providing items to plus size people, their campaigns do not necessarily reflect that demographic.
Right. Horrid. I know they did it. They, like, if you go to, like, the jeans section,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, short, tall, wide, wider,
yeah.
thinner, straight side. Like, there's... So I feel like in the women genre, they're trying.
Yeah.
They're definitely trying to be more
mm-hmm.
progressive
mm-hmm.
when it comes to showing different body types.
Mm-hmm. I know in the UK, they're doing a really good job with plus size talent.
Mm.
There are a lot of companies that are on board. Specifically, ASOS has done a really good job with their website. They show models with different bodies. And I've only been on their menswear side. They also offer sizes up to 8 XL.
Oh, nice.
Which you have to take into account that is European sizes, so they tend to run smaller.
What's that in American?
Oh.
Like 6XL?
I would think so.
Probably right, because that seems to be like the cap.
Yeah.
6-7XL out here.
Yeah, because a 6XL, it probably runs closer to a 4XL here. But they've done really well. I mean, I think they've been one of the first ones to utilize plus size male models. So it's been really great, and it's a company that I personally support. Other stores don't go, maybe they won't go above like a 3XL.
Uh-huh.
I know that the Old Navy goes to about 2XL.
Well, online, 2XL in store, but online they go up to 4XL.
4XL. Okay.
And 30, but you got to buy everything online.
Yeah.
Like most of their plus size stuff is online, correct, not in store, unless you can fit a 2XL.
Yeah, but a lot of the, none of the high-end labels or brands go anywhere above probably an XL.
You mean like Gucci?
Or maybe 2XL, like a Gucci.
Okay.
And I think that probably the only reason is because in the past particular seasons, oversize has really been sort of a trend. But it's just like a smaller person wearing an oversized,
correct,
sweater. So that 2XL really is more like a large, perhaps.
Right.
Yeah, but that's about it. And I would love to, I mean, I would say my style is a little bit more eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to have different pieces come together regardless of price. Like I put a jacket that's a little more expensive.
Yeah.
With a shirt that is maybe from Forever 21 that is not as expensive.
Right.
I like to mix and match.
Yeah.
But there are some beautiful pieces that I would love to have, and I can't because I can't fit them.
Right.
So, but I'm at the point where I will no longer try to lose weight just for fashion.
Right.
I'm beyond that point.
Yeah.
I want to have some offerings that I can wear now that are really cute and fun.
And playful.
And I want it now. Why can't I have it now?
Right. An expression of who you are today. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think now it's an exciting time in fashion because a lot of things are changing as far as creative directors and designers. I know recently Virgil Abloh, who is the creator of the Off-White brand, just became designer for Louis Vuitton. He brings a more athleisure, athletic, street style to a brand that has been going on for many, many, many years.
Right.
It has a very defined style. So he's about to flip that, and it's going to be amazing. So I'm hopeful that with a lot of this new energy and new blood coming into established houses, that things will change. As everything, change doesn't happen overnight, so it's going to take some time. But I think things are happening, and it's exciting to see that. And I can't wait till the day that I can wear some very exciting things.
Right. I'm with you on the mixing and matching.
Okay.
I definitely like mixing, like, you know, a kimono with an athletic shoe or, you know, a jean with a print or whatever. I like having fun with my fashion.
Yeah.
Something that I wish plus size fashion, because though there are a lot of options for women, they tend to be on the pricier side.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily made to last forever.
Correct.
Like, I could understand if I was spending $40, $50, $60, $70 on something that was going to last me forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's an investment, right? And I'm curious as to how much more it actually costs to make a plus-size garment versus a straight-size garment.
Mm.
Because, I mean, when I was in my really unhealthy days and I was a thinner person, get a t-shirt for like $5.
Yeah, you still can.
Well, as a plus, as a straight size, you can't.
Correct.
But as a plus size person, I'm spending at least a $20 bill on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what really is the cost difference? Because that's, you know, four times the markup on something that is essentially the same thing. So that, the goddamn shirt isn't long enough.
Correct.
Which really fucking pisses me off.
You're being punished.
I'm being punished. Like, oh, crop tops only. Like, I can't wear crop tops to work.
No.
I can't wear crop tops to work.
No, you can't.
And I spend a lot of time at work.
You do.
And I like to look cute at work.
Yeah.
And I can't be wearing crop tops.
Correct.
So, just curious as to how all of that works and really what the financial... I'm assuming there is somewhat of a difference in the sense that, like, you're using more fabric, but how much more does it actually cost? Because the markup is kind of insane.
Mm.
And then I feel like I have to order a lot of my stuff online.
Yeah.
Torrid Lane Bryant, I can go in-store, but I swear to God, they never have the air conditioning on in any of those places. I'm like, do you know how hard it is to try on clothes? 20 minutes and I'm like covered in sweat. No. You know, I'm huffing, I'm puffing.
Yes.
Trying to try stuff on. I don't like going to the mall, but I will go to the mall.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really likes going to the mall. There are those mall people, and then there's those people that just don't like the mall.
I don't like to hang out at the mall.
Get a pretzel.
No.
Okay.
I have a purpose. I know where I'm going. I go, I get it, and I leave.
Then you're out.
Yeah.
I like to get a pretzel.
Okay. On the way.
On the way.
I'll eat it in the car.
I'll eat it in the car. After I dry off. But yeah, I feel like a lot of my stuff I have to get online, and the options online are obviously more. Like what you would find in a Torrid versus what you would find online. There's a lot more options online. And I just wish there were more stores where Old Navy, a lot, their plus size is all online.
Mm-hmm.
Forever 21. Like some of the places I shop are Torrid, Lane Bryant, Forever 21 Plus, and Old Navy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Forever 21, they don't carry plus size in all of their stores.
No.
Old Navy goes up to 2XL. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Like, at the end of the day, things are changing.
Yeah.
I think we are evolving and realizing that bodies come in all different shapes and sizes. And I almost feel like back in the day, if you were overweight, clothing brands wanted to punish you.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, all right, fine. We'll throw you a couple bones. We'll give you a couple khaki pairs of pants, maybe a couple striped T-shirts.
Flat shirts.
But that's all you get.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like now it's more like, okay, this is a community that's here to stay.
Yeah.
Let's offer them the same options that we're offering everybody else. But,
correct.
You know, those higher end brands, like you don't necessarily see plus size models walking the runway for Gucci or Prada or Givenchy or,
no.
You don't see that. I've never even thought about buying those, those brands because I mean, like, I could buy an accessory.
Yeah, I mean, I dream about it. I can, yeah.
I mean, that would be cute. It would be, oh, girl, it would be cute to be able to buy a bag. That would last forever.
But then again, the thought is, let's support the brands that are making products for plus-size people and not spend our money with people who are choosing to ignore us.
Right.
So I think that's...
They don't want us to be, what, brand ambassadors? They don't want...
You don't, there's want, a the certain big, kind... you want the big people to carry the Gucci right. bag, then you can't have my $2,000.
That part.
Yeah. So speaking of items.
Items.
I want to know, what are some things that you can't live without?
I can't live without kimonos.
Yeah.
I really do love kimonos.
Yeah.
I just love the flow. Mm-hmm. I love the feel.
It's beautiful movement.
It's beautiful movement. I feel like I love that you can wear it on a hot day, on a cold day. Mm-hmm. I cannot live without a cute dress.
Yeah.
Patterns, stripes, polka dots.
Is there one in particular, or just a cute dress?
I love polka dots.
Yeah.
I love chiffon.
Got it.
I'm a fan of chiffon.
Yeah.
But flowy chiffon.
Yeah.
I can't get anything fitted because of, you know, tits aren't big enough, stomach sticks out too far. It's funny, like, when I order things off a line, I'm always looking to see, like, is there elastic in the waist? Mm-hmm. Is it chiffon? Because you kind of have to gauge, like, what you know is going to fit. Because, again, like, you know that it looks cute on her.
Yeah.
But my body does not look like hers.
Right.
So what's it going to look like on me?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't live without kimonos. I would say that's my go-to. A cute little sundress. Mm-hmm. Cute pair of boots.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of a cute pair of boots.
Boots, big.
Studs.
Love a boot.
Love a cute lace-up military boot with a zipper.
Yep.
Because I ain't trying to tie that shit every
day.
I'm not trying to untie, retie.
Correct.
I need a zipper. Give mama a zipper.
Easy in and out.
Yes. And I think, really, I like anything that's comfortable and cute at the same time. Like, I don't want to feel like I have to be in a pair of sweatpants and, you know, my Crocs in order to feel comfortable. Like, I want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time.
Yes.
But for the most part, I do feel like I have way more options than I ever did before, and I'm excited to see this plus size fashion movement kind of continue to move forward, hopefully up the sizes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I have had many conversations about your feelings on what is available to you and what's not available to you.
Correct.
And I look forward to the day that you can wear anything you want.
Anything.
And it's in your size.
Yes.
And it's cute.
Yes.
And affordable.
Correct. That's a big one. Affordable.
It's like I need a lot of things to align.
Yeah.
I need it to be cute. I need it to be comfortable. I need it to be affordable.
Yes.
And I need it to be accessible.
Correct. Perfect. Yeah, and some of the things that I can't live without, I love a denim jacket.
Yeah.
I think it's the perfect little accessory. And also, it's like it moves through seasons because you can wear it in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear it in the summer. You can mm-hmm. wear it in the winter. I mean, in the winter in California.
In our winter.
our version winter. Of the winter. Yeah. And you can get it right now. I'm hunting for a soft pink denim jacket.
Oh my god, that'd be so cute.
Even if I have to buy a white one and dye it.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Right?
Do you ever do a hoodie underneath your denim?
No, because layering is a challenge for me.
Got you.
But if it's like a thin...
Like a thin hoodie.
Yeah, yeah. Because I run hot.
I hear you.
So for layering, it can be tricky.
Yeah.
But I would love to give it a shot. Yeah, so I will... The pink, that's in the works. Because I need it in my life.
That would look so cute on you.
Thank you, Mamas. I appreciate that. And I also love boots. I love some boots, military boots.
Yeah.
I like to change the laces
because
I do like different colors and things, like a black boot with a neon lace.
What color neon?
Like a green.
Oh, I mean, like a neon green?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and you can also, I think that you can use any color you want, really.
I like the neon green.
And spice it up.
Hats?
I love hats. Yeah, I love like a baseball cap, velvet.
Velvet number.
Yeah, and I love bags. I love to put... I think a bag is the ultimate like accessory to an outfit. It completes an outfit, really, and you can switch it up. I have a bunch of bags.
Arm bags, backpacks. I know.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, any, all of the above.
Any and all.
Bag.
Yeah, I love a pouch. I love a hold all. I love a tote.
Yeah.
Backpack. Crossbody.
Ooh, crossbody. Maybe like a chain or something.
Yeah.
Something with some studs on it.
Yes. I have my eye on an off-white crossbody bag that is yellow. Oh, I also want a yellow item to wear for spring.
Okay.
So yeah, those are the things that I can't live without. So what, at this point, what do you think are some of the companies that are doing it right?
Torrid. I kind of like that Torrid has this kind of like punk rock... type mm-hmm. feel, and I kind of am a fan of the punk rock. So I think Torrid's doing a good job of making clothes that are not disposable, if you will. Like, they're not throwaway clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have them for a while. Jackets. I don't know about their handbags, but jackets.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're doing it. I would like to see sizes go up a little bit. I would mm-hmm. like to see, you know, the 32s, the 34s, mm-hmm. something for the bigger gals.
Yeah.
Big gals, bigger gals, bigger gals.
Mm-hmm.
All inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Bryant, I feel like, does a good job.
Yeah.
As far as more like business casual, like if I ever get an office job where I have to wear a two-piece suit, I know where to go.
Power suit.
Probably still getting that shit tailored, but it's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Forever 21. I'm at the top of Forever 21.
Mm.
I feel like their stuff is more reasonably priced, not necessarily built to last, but I have like... kimonos from them that I'm still rocking a few years later.
Cool.
But I haven't done... I'm curious about the subscriptions.
Yes, and that is something that is in my mind as well. I have thought about that. There are a couple that offer extended sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say that I have sort of looked at the selection of things that are being offered, and it's sort of like... a one size fits all, like very safe as far as their clothing selection.
Yeah.
And there are times that I want to be dangerous.
Okay.
I want to wear pink.
Yes.
And I want to wear leather boots and I want to wear accessories and things that are just not offered. But I think as far as basics, that can work for some people.
Right.
I'm just, I don't always want to be basic.
You don't want to be a basic bitch.
I mean,
bitch.
I don't want to be a basic bitch.
I hear you. I hear you.
So I will refrain from the subscription boxes at this point. I'm still hunting and searching, and I love to search for, I love to search.
And, you love
and,
to hunt.
And discover new and exciting items and things to utilize.
I would like to be a little more specific about what I buy moving forward. Like really finding a piece, not I'm going to buy 10 shirts.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to buy 3 dresses.
Yeah.
A haul, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like I want to stop with the hauls and really start to find pieces that I could wear for the next 5 years if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. You know, because my weight fluctuates. Like,
yeah.
I'm not necessarily going to be at this weight. I might gain, I might lose, I might stay the same. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I would like pieces that I could wear for the next 5 years and they would still be relevant and of the times.
Timeless.
And cute and timeless, exactly. Mm-hmm. And comfy and beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just want to feel beautiful in my skin, in my clothes.
You shall have that.
I shall have that. You shall have that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love your show.
I love your show.
Yeah.
And I've seen your closet, and I love your closet.
It's cute, right?
It is cute.
I'm getting rid of some things.
Well.
I think I'm going to take some things to the Plus Bus.
Nice.
Shout out to the Plus Bus.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about what the Plus Bus is for those who don't live in Los Angeles or don't...
Live in Los Angeles?
Have Instagram?
Or living under a rock. No, seriously, the Plus Bus is actually turning 2 years old on the 14th.
Correct.
Of this month.
Yeah.
And it's a crossroads of sorts for plus size fashion. So you can buy, sell, trade, and they also have indie brands in-house, Proud Mary being one of them, of plus size fashion. So different pieces, accessories. I have sold clothes there. I usually donate a lot of my clothes. We work with people who are in need of secondhand clothing or even just clothing in general, and donations is how we provide a lot of that clothing. And something we don't see a lot of is plus-size fashion for men or for women. And where we work, there are plus-size men and women who are in need of clothing.
Yes.
And the options are very limited for them. So I kind of get a kick out of being able – I get a kick out of being able to donate my clothes to young people who are in need. And my favorite is when – because this has happened many of times where my fashion is so beat that I'll see the straight size girls wearing my kimonos, oversized t-shirts. They are living for the K-Brock fashion. K-Brock Jonas
loves
fashion.
Loves it.
Love it. Oh, it just warms my heart to see that the garment's going to someone who's truly in need, and maybe their day's a little bit better because that was an option in the clothing closet.
Yeah.
But I also like taking my stuff to the Plus Bus because you can get in-store credit or you can get cash back. So if you get cash for your clothes, you get a little bit less than what you would get in-store credit. I always just go for the in-store credit because the stuff that they have that you can use that store credit towards is fabulous. And it's stuff that maybe I'm just like Gwenny B, or I'm trying to think of what some of the other brands are. They have a ton of different brands.
Prim.
Very diverse selection of clothing in all different sizes.
Yeah.
So I love that I can go get a cute new little summer dress. And they'll take trade-ins for in-season stuff. So right now they're taking for spring, maybe summer, but definitely spring fashion they're looking for right now. So I have an in-store credit.
Nice.
$98.
We're going to go spend that.
I'm going to spend it.
Yeah.
At the Plus Bus.
Awesome. We love the Plus Bus.
We love the Plus Bus.
Okay. So I actually wanted to mention, so I know I mentioned ASOS as far as what I've been utilizing, purchasing some things, and I've had some nice pieces. I think also it's good to check out River Island.
Ooh, what's that?
River Island is, again, another European brand.
Oh, okay.
And they go up to 5XL European size.
Okay, do you know what that is, American?
Probably like a 3XL.
Okay.
But still, they have some really nice, very simple, but beautifully constructed pieces. So that's worth a look. And an American classic, Ralph Lauren.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ralph Lauren has had a big and tall section for a very long time.
Okay.
It's pricey.
Okay.
But if you're looking for that high-end flavor for a bigger man, that's where you're going to find it.
Ralph Lauren.
And they have some very kind of American pieces. Those are the three that I would recommend at this point if you're looking for something outside of plaid land. Yeah.
Good old plaid land.
Good old plaid land.
Thank you, no thank you.
Nope. I'll pass.
I'll pass on that.
Okay, this was like a really nice conversation.
It was.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoy you.
I love fashion and I enjoy you.
Yeah.
And I would like to also invite you to tune in next week where we are going to be talking about L-O-V-E. Love.
Make sure to rate us and leave a comment. You can also find us on Instagram at Cheat Day Podcast, on Twitter at Cheat Day PCast. You can email us at cheatdaypcast@gmail.com or check our website at cheatdaypodcast.com.
Okay, bye.